This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. Two more states have their say today in the Democratic primary. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton will hear from voters in Kentucky and Oregon. NPR's David Green has a preview.
After kicking off more than 4 months ago in Iowa, the Democratic primary and caucus calendar is reaching its final days. Kentucky and Oregon vote today, and there are 103 pledged delegates at stake. Voters in the two states may never have expected to play a role in the Democratic nominating process, but they've been attending rallies and gearing up. The two states are different. Kentucky is rural and working class. The state's known for its coal industry and has the second highest poverty rate in the nation. In Oregon, Democratic voters live largely on the state's western side, closer to the coast, and they're known for making the environment a big issue.
NPR's David Green reporting. Puerto Rico's up next on the calendar, South Dakota and Montana after that. One congressman who won't be running this year, New York Republican Vito Fisella. He says he'll step down after his current term ends. The married father of three has admitted to fathering a daughter during an affair. The secret relationship came out after Fisella was arrested for drunk driving. He's been in Congress since 1997. He's the only Republican congressman representing New York City. This just in from a new survey. Flyers aren't happy with airlines. No kidding. Okay, so you probably didn't need a survey to tell you that, but it turns out the grades are the worst since 2001. U.S. Airways came in dead last, just behind United. Continental and U.S. Airways had the biggest drops. Both are down double digits, but there is one bright spot in the University of Michigan survey.
The outlier here, of course, is Southwest Airlines, a company that improves in customer satisfaction and is also the only airline that is consistently profitable.
That's Klaus Fornell, a University of Michigan business professor. This is the 15th straight year Southwest ranked highest in passenger satisfaction. Flying may be a drag, but you can always drive. That is, if it didn't cost a fortune just to fill up the tank. But a new move will lower gas prices or do nothing. It all depends on whom you ask. President Bush signed a bill yesterday to temporarily stop adding oil to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, or the SPUR. The president didn't want to do it. He says it won't have much impact, but the bill sped through Congress by veto-proof margins, so he couldn't stop it. SPUR is kind of like a rainy day fund. The U.S. stores oil for emergencies. There's about 2 months' worth of oil in it. Supporters say a freeze on filling it means more oil on the market, which could drive down gas prices. And a hungry stoner got a lesson in barter and justice all at one convenience store. A New Zealand man was out of cash but in need of M&Ms and chips. He offered to trade weed for snacks, but he didn't notice the police car outside or the cop standing right behind him. He pled guilty to possession. He'll be sentenced in July. That's your news and other stuff. If you need more, it's all online, all the time, at npr.org.
This is NPR.